Right now, I'm at the team of Mike Williams Jr. Of ACIAC. Of course, Mike Williams' dad is Mike Williams Sr., who is an Iditarod veteran, and it must really feel like something to pass this on to the next generation, huh, Mike?
Yeah. I think Mike Jr. has watched me running the Custo and Iditarod ever since he was a kid, and he's worked himself up with village races and 1-2 dog race, 3 dog race, and then 10 dog race, and then. And then 150, and then 300 mile races, and then Iditarod. And I, we negotiated hard. He negotiated hard, and he won the negotiation. So I think it's his turn to test out the trail and find out what life is all about out there.
Now, for you, Iditarod has been a lot more than dogs.
It's been a lot more than dogs. It's been for sobriety campaign that I've been doing ever since I had a very bad experience with my own personal life with loss of my 6 brothers to alcohol-related deaths, and I'm the only one left standing, and that's why I've been advocating for people to become sober and to become healthy, and we will do well down the road. So Alaska can be a healthy place. It's good, great environment. You know, we have the finest, best water. We have air. We need to take care of all of Alaska, and including its people.
Mike, you're also an advocate for subsistence.
Yes, I've also the life of subsistence. We got to have clean water. We got to have clean environment, and of course, development is very important, but we need to do it in a way that it will sustain our future. And if it's not going to sustain our future, then don't do it. But subsistence rights have been with us for thousands of years, and we need to continue. People need to continue to respect our way of life. And it's not subsistence. The word subsistence is a word, but it's more than that. It's our ability to survive out there that we've been doing it for thousands of years, and we need to continue to do that. And people need to find out, especially urban Alaska, needs to educate itself how important it is that we continue to hunt and fish for our sustenance and for our survival.
Mike, I guess I could ask your son, but I'm sure he's discussed it with you. What are his expectations and your expectations for him in the race?
Well, I think he's a dark horse, and I think he's done well with all of the races that he's been in Western Alaska and also Kobuk 440, but he's going to do well, I think, it's going to be his first run, and I told him to take it easy and have fun and enjoy the race, and you know, if he does that, then he'll do well.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay.